Oh, they look brilliant, don't they, Millie? I don't mind not being Joseph anymore because I'm so excited to tell this wonderful story.
Yes, I know you are, Billy. Right, okay, everyone sitting comfortably. This is a very special story. So let's begin. Let's remember the first Christmas.
Come on now, Reuben.
There was once a young lady who lived in a town called Nazareth. She was a lovely, kind, and honest person who served God in all that she did. Her name was Mary.
So there was an event in Mary's life that was to change the lives of every person who has ever lived. The angel Gabriel visited her. Mary was busy minding her own business when suddenly her room filled with a light and Gabriel appeared, a very special messenger from heaven.
Told Mary not to be afraid and that God had chosen her for a special job. Gabriel announced that Mary would have a son and she would name him Jesus. He was to be born the Son of God to save his people from sin and his kingdom would have no end. Mary was amazed. She opened her heart and welcomed God in.
Now, as you can imagine, this is all rather a surprise to a carpenter called Joseph, Mary's husband-to-be. Joseph knew the child was not his and so thought it would be best to quietly call the marriage off. That night, however, Joseph also had a visit from an angel. He was told in a dream that he should marry Mary. The child was not to be born of any man, but by the Spirit of God. He was to be called Jesus. Joseph knew he must welcome this child, the Son of God, and care for him as if he was his own.
At that time, Joseph and Mary had to travel to Bethlehem to pay a tax to the Roman government, which ruled in Israel. It was a long and tiring journey and took many, many days to get there.
Whilst they were there, the time came for Mary to have a baby. The town was full of many people. Mary and Joseph needed somewhere private to stay where the child could be born. But the only place available was a cold cattle shed, a smelly old, pooey animal stable.
And there, in the stable, amongst the animals, God gave the world his wonderful gift, the baby that would change the world, his baby son Jesus. All Mary could find to keep him warm were some old strips of cloth as she laid her child to sleep in a manger full of hay.
Meanwhile, on a peaceful hilltop, there were shepherds looking after their sheep. In those days, people thought shepherds were nobodies, just scruffy old riffraff, and nobody ever paid them any attention. The last thing they would be expecting would be someone to visit them. Never mind someone so important. Anyway, all was perfectly normal when suddenly
an angel of the Lord appeared. The shepherds were absolutely terrified, but the angel said,
"Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For in Bethlehem, a Saviour's been born, Christ the Lord. You will find him in a manger, wrapped in strips of cloth."
But before the shepherds could even move,
a huge number of angels appeared, singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, and goodwill towards men." Wow, the shepherds could hardly believe their eyes and ears. Had God really chosen them to be the first ones to hear this amazing news?
Congregational participation here. I think we could, this wasn't planned, but we could have a hallelujah, everybody.
Hallelujah.
And another one.
Hallelujah.
Oh, beautiful. Amazing. Carry on then.
After this mighty event, the shepherds gathered themselves together and ran as fast as they could towards Bethlehem, where they found Mary and Joseph watching over baby Jesus asleep in the manger and wrapped in strips of cloth, just as the angel had told them. They fell at his feet, filled with joy. Mary and Joseph gladly opened their home and welcomed in the scruffy, smelly strangers who had come to meet God's baby son, Jesus.
Brilliant. Shepherds running round and coming to worship at the stable. Have a look at the baby as you arrive. Have a look at him and worship him. Oh, look at our little tiny shepherds at the back. The shepherd boys and girls. Brilliant. Sit down. There seems to be some wise men already in the stable, but never mind. A little camel sitting there. Just shift back a bit. Your moment's in a moment. That's it. And we seem to have Chewbacca as well in the stable. I'm not sure. A little bit of Chewbacca animal. Anyway, that's fine. We like to improvise. Okay, Millie and Billy, what happened next?
Well, far away in the east, some wise men saw a new bright star, which they recognised as a special sign that a baby king had been born. They had been waiting for this star.
Ah, have we got a star? Oh, Elijah's going to provide a star. Oh, Emily's trying to steal the show, but Elijah's going to... It's fine, it's fine. Elijah and Emily, can you go to the back there? Oh. No, this is the star, and Emily's making the night sky up, aren't you, Emily? That's fine. Elijah, you go with Emily, and she'll help you. Oh. The star's doing what stars do.
Shoot.
They move around. Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Elijah. That's marvellous. And thank you, Emily. Okay, Millie and Billy, we've got a star in the sky.
The wise men followed the star for many days, weeks and months, across deserts and valleys, especially the Welsh ones, and rivers and plains, until it finally brought them to Bethlehem.
Okay, wise men and camels, do you want to go and follow the star all the way to Bethlehem? Off you go, wise men and camels. Oh, well done, Luke. Why aren't you in the stable? Oh, I just noticed our unicorn. You should be in the stable with the animals. That's it. Okay, make way for the wise men and camels to come through. Come through to see the baby Jesus. That way. Yvaine, help. Come and have a look at Jesus. Have a look at the King. Have a look at the King and worship him. And then you can kneel down. Wow. Thank you, Nathan. Brilliant. Thanks, Millie. Oh, a bit of dancing going on over there. My, very nice. Don't be embarrassed. Just tell us some more of the story.
More than story. Sorry about that. I was away with the fairies there. Once again, with warm, kind hearts, Mary and Joseph welcomed in these strangers from a far, far away land, apparently Abergavenny. The wise men knelt before the baby king and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. As they worshipped him, a new light, brighter than the star they had followed, filled their hearts with joy.
Let us all join the children in singing Away in a Manger while we remember the first Christmas. The children will sing the first verse alone and then we can all join in together.
Okay, this is another very unplanned moment. Children, did you hear that? Millie and Billy want you to sing Away in a Manger, the first verse on your own. Harriet looks very excited. You ready? Can you start them off? The rest of you join in.
The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky. Still morning is
That's it. We've finished the Christmas story. Is there anything else you wanted to say, Billy and Millie? I can't remember your script.
No. We're done. Other than to say Happy Christmas to everybody.
Happy Christmas. No, don't like flowers.
Should we give Billy and Millie a big clap? Thank you. Okay. I'm just going to pray before the children leave. Father, thank you for this amazing story of your gift of love. Thank you, Father, that you stepped down out of heaven and came to live amongst us, that you humbled yourself and came to be with us. Thank you, Lord, that we can welcome you into our hearts, into our lives, into our families, into our Christmas. And we praise your name. Amen. Okay, children, you can, it's up to you really. You can stay here or you can settle back on a chair somewhere, whatever you'd like to do. Sean's going to have a little word with us. Do you want to give the children a clap as they leave?
We're going to sing Here I Am to Worship. These words are very appropriate to Christmas. So let's stand. Shall we sing this together?
Call upon the name of the Lord.
upon the name.
Call upon the name of the Lord.
Jesus, you are wonderful. We thank you for this wonderful story. Thank you, we're not just observers, but worshippers of you this morning, and we delight in that. We delight in you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence here by your Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Do take your seats. Thank you, band. It's wonderful. Many of us have heard the Christmas story countless times, haven't we? Each Christmas, at nativity plays like this, at school performances, in all sorts of different ways. And it becomes a very familiar story, doesn't it? And yet, although it's so familiar, each year something new pops out for me. As we read the stories in the beginning of those gospel passages, something new sticks out for me every year. And this year it was Krish Kandigar from the Home for Good Folks who just opened up a perspective on Christmas that I hadn't seen there before. And it was really how welcome is at the heart of the story. And in the passage we find a collection of people who find themselves welcoming others who they didn't yet know. And it's a wonderful theme for us to reflect on that I want to bring you this Christmas. Because being welcomed into a home or a neighborhood or a church or a community or a group of friends or a new workplace or a new parents and toddlers group or a new youth group or even adopting and fostering as the Home for Good people do is a powerful thing, isn't it? Welcoming people. And I gave out these little hearts because I'd love us to pray for people who we might feel prompted this Christmas to reach out to. And what I'm going to do might not work now, but I'm going to try and do it. Hayley's going to come and help me, along with Jamie. What we've got are some little straws and some bits of string. And what I want you to do is to thread your heart onto the string, and then a little bit of straw, and then the next heart will go on, and then the next straw, and then the next heart. Is that all right? And we're going to make a great long rung of hearts, and we're going to pray for them when I finish speaking. Is that all right? So these bits of string and these straws are going to be passed row to row to row. Okay, now, if you drop the ball of string, it's going to go underneath chairs and get in a right tangle, okay? So just let a little bit of string out, put your things on, pass it on to the next one, etc. Now, parents, you might need a help here because the kids may get in a knot, all right? So, Jamie, if you take that bit of string. The string even? Yes. Look, if you take those ones. If you take that. Jamie, if you go on that side. Are you getting this? So, If you haven't written a name on your heart, do that. If you don't want to, that's fine. The heart will still be there, and you'll be able to get that prayer for that person who you might want to welcome through this Christmas. It's a powerful thing to be welcomed, isn't it? Is it? It is a powerful thing to be welcomed. The team who went to South Africa were made to feel very welcome. What were the... Who knows a word for welcome in one of the South African dialects or languages? Huh? Or hello. What did you say?
Any language. No.
I know. I'm coming to that in a minute. Who knows what in South African, the word for welcome or hello in South African? Or Xhosa or Afrikaans?
Dumelang.
Wonderful. Which language is that?
I think that's Sotho. Swana.
Okay. Right. Google is helpful there. Alex.
So I might be able to get her to say it. Hang on, let's try this. Okay, Google. Welcome in Zulu.
Here is your translation.
Okay, can you read it? Wamakelekili.
Very good, Alex. Who knows any other languages, the word for welcome in any other languages?
Croeso.
Which is? Welsh, believe it or not.
Willkommen.
What's that? German, very good. Any other languages?
Hello.
Hello, that's English. No, what? Fun? Oh.
Hello.
That's Sri Lankan and German. Any other languages? Oh, here we got another hand here.
Bem-vindo. Portuguese.
Portuguese, wonderful.
Chinese. Huan Ying, Chinese.
Chinese.
Bienvenue, French.
Yeah, same one.
Oh, they've lots of French. Any others? Oh, tea.
Assalamu alaikum.
Which is? Arabic. Any others? Oh, look, where are you pointing? Over here.
You can say in Latvian, it sounds Leipni Ludem, and also in Russian, Dobro pozhalovat.
Brilliant. Wonderful. We're getting there. Oh.
Salamat Datang, which is Malaysian.
Malaysian. Wow, Malaysian. Any others? We've got to watch this one.
Sign language.
Brilliant. Sign language. That's brilliant. Wonderful. Wow. We've got to learn how to say welcome, haven't we? It's a wonderful thing to say welcome. And to this Christmas, I'd love us to say welcome. Just think about the Christmas story just for a minute, a couple of minutes. The innkeepers, Herod weren't so welcoming, were they? But the key characters were so welcoming. Consider Mary and Joseph. Mary's a nobody. She's an insignificant teenage girl, and yet God chooses her and invites her to welcome his very self into her heart. And Mary agrees. What? Right, okay. 1969. Sorry for that little interlude. Looks like it is going to be at the Abbey then, if they need the code for the gate. Consider Joseph. He was welcoming, wasn't he? He faced the shame and ridicule and yet decides to welcome Mary and the baby, even though he's likely to be shunned by society. There was a welcome in Joseph's heart. He goes on to care for and raise Jesus and include him in part of his family, even though he wasn't his birth child. There's a welcome, isn't there? Mary and Joseph, despite being in a mucky, dingy stable, their home and their hearts are open to welcoming the outsider. In their most private moment, as they gave birth and those months afterwards, they welcome others from different who are different from them. The shepherds were the social outcast, and despite their physically unclean nature, Mary and Joseph welcomed them into their home. And the wise men were rich foreigners from a different culture, and despite their spiritual uncleanness, they were astrologers. Mary and Joseph welcomed them into their home. Mary and Joseph made space for the outsider, even though they had nothing themselves. There was a welcome in this Christmas story. And isn't Jesus got a welcoming heart to us? Not only Mary and Joseph, but Jesus also. We see the wonderful welcome right from his birth. His whole life we see it. His birth, God's no longer foreign to us. The angel says, Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God's with us. A most wonderful and mysterious story. The great God of the universe, the one who created the cosmos, is welcomed on earth as a baby in a shed. It's a wonderful message of welcome, isn't it? What's more, the story of Jesus' birth sets him amongst the poor and the unclean and the unwelcome. He limits himself to human flesh, becoming one of the most vulnerable in society, a newborn baby, an illegitimate child, a refugee. Right from the beginning of the story, right from his birth, there is clues about welcome. And we see welcome throughout Jesus' life too. He stands with the oppressed and the outsider the whole time. The sick and the separated, the last, the least and the lost. He's always reaching out to the outsider to welcome them in. He who came to teach us about being welcoming, I think, and reaching out to those outsiders. We see it in Jesus' death too, don't we? He welcomes sinners and outsiders to meet with God. Isn't that a wonderful truth of the Christmas story? He willingly sacrifices himself, taking on the sins of humanity and all the punishment that we deserve. And why does he do that? To ensure that we can be reconciled with God and welcomed into his family. Isn't that a wonderful truth at Christmas, that God welcomes us into his family? Because of Jesus' death on the cross, we can have a relationship with God. And isn't that a picture that we want to share with others? That God welcomes them at Christmas. Isn't it the gospel message, one of welcome? Isn't it a wonderful truth that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever should believe in him shall inherit eternal life and know his welcome? That's the story we hold at Christmas, which is why I want us to be encouraging. And so just to conclude our welcome, finally, as we look at the example of Mary and Joseph and the ultimate example of Jesus, perhaps let this simple aspect of the Christmas story be a challenge to us this Christmas, okay? That's my encouragement to you this Christmas. The Christmas story is packed with radical and risky hospitality. The Christian life, too, is one of welcoming others, isn't it? Romans 15 says, therefore, welcome one another as Christ welcomed you for the glory of God. So let me ask these questions in conclusion. Could we be like Mary and wholeheartedly welcome God into our lives this Christmas? Maybe you haven't done that yet. If you haven't, I'd love to speak to you, because we'd love to introduce you to Jesus, who is alive and welcomes you into his family. So often, as I've brought folks to faith in Jesus, they've described it like a homecoming. And that's on offer at Christmas, to come home to a heavenly Father. And if that's you, I'd love to talk to you at the end. Perhaps we could be like Joseph, willing to lovingly welcome those who are in need into their home. Perhaps we could be like Mary and Joseph, who had hearts that were open to the outsider and embrace those who were unfamiliar. Perhaps like Jesus, we could walk with the unclean, fight for the oppressed, restore the broken, advocate for the vulnerable, and even though we may be rejected, welcome those who are different from us this Christmas. So can we welcome people this Christmas? I want to challenge us to step towards somebody this Christmas. Maybe a family member we don't like so much, or a neighbour, or someone in school or college in the office who's ostracised. Let's reach out to the outsider this Christmas and welcome them. Amen? Right. Thank you, Juliet. Now, we have some hearts here. I don't quite know how that has gone. It's quite slow. This side is nearly done, and this side is half done. What I'd like to do is just, we'll carry on doing that, but I'd like us to pray for these people. And so, Jamie and Claire, can you just hold up that string, just so that we can see that, how far we've got there? If you walk apart from each other, Hayley, do the same. These are all people who we want to express a welcome to, reach out to during this Christmas. And can we just pray for them and ask Jesus, just in our own hearts, to stir faith to welcome others this Christmas? Can we pray? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for these names on these hearts of people who we might be challenged to reach out to this Christmas. And I just pray, Father, that you would give us courage and something of your heart for others this Christmas. That we would be those known for our love, known for our neighborliness, known for our welcome. And we do it, Lord, because we've come to know a welcome from you. And we thank you for that and rejoice in that. And so we pray a blessing on each of these people who we have written on these hearts, and we pray, Father, that they'd have a great Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing our last carol now, and but if you, as we're doing that, we can carry on this side. They must have had a dodgy bit of string this side, with a dodgy end or something to go through the holes. I'd love to just mention that we're going to take the offering through this song. If you would like to make a donation towards the South African project, then please do that. If you haven't got money and you want to do it electronically, that's fine as well. We can claim the gift aid then. But you just put the reference South Africa, and then it won't go into general funds, it will go into this offering. So please do be generous if you can to our brothers and sisters who are much less fortunate than us over in the Guguletu township. And remember, a welcome. So let's stand and sing our last carol, and then we'll pray.
Let all the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and
Jesus, we thank you for this money that's been given, and we want to pray a blessing upon our friends in Kanisa Church. We pray, Father, that you would give them great wisdom in how to spend these money. Lord, I pray that you would bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. And Father, we thank you for this Christmas story, and we pray, Father, a blessing upon one another as we go from this place. Father, we ask that we would know you close. God with us in our homes this Christmas. And as we know you with us and the welcome you give us, Lord, that we would be those who welcome others in your name. And we ask you'd help us in that for your glory. Amen. Thank you so much for coming. I'd love just to give the band a clap and the puppeteers a clap and the people who've